realize this is probably the last time we're all going to be here in the coffee house as six single people?
What? What's happening to the coffee house?
Yeah. Yep, from now on it's going to be the four of you guys and me and the missus. The little woman, the wife, the old ball and chain.
Old?
The young, hot ball and chain.
Much better.
Up, we gotta go.
Well, where are you guys going?
We're gonna pick up the wedding dress, then we're gonna have lunch with Mom.
Joey, you're having lunch with my mom?
No, I just heard lunch. But yeah, I can go.
Phil.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I'm kind of glad they're leaving, because I need to talk to you about something.
What's up?
Well, this may be a little awkward.
Listen, if you want to borrow money, it's kind of a bad time. I'm buying dinner for 128 people tomorrow night.
No, it's not that. Now, what I'm going to say to you, I'm not saying as your friend, okay? I'm saying it as Monica's older brother.
But you're still my friend.
Not for the next few minutes.
During this time? Are you still my best man?
Nope.
Do I still call you Ross?
Okay. You guys are getting married tomorrow, and I couldn't be more thrilled for both of you. But as Monica's older brother, I have to tell you this. If you ever hurt my little sister, if you ever cause her any unhappiness of any kind, I will hunt you down and kick your ass. What? I'm serious. Hey, dude, stop it, okay? I'm not kidding here.
Hey, I hear what you're saying, okay? And thanks for the warning.
No problem.
So are we friends again?
Yeah.
Okay. You won't believe what Monica's older brother just said to me.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day,
I'm making a list of all the things that are most likely to go wrong at the wedding. You know, that way I can be prepared.
Mm-hmm. What are they?
Well, so far I have my bridesmaids' dresses won't get picked up, my veil gets lost, or I don't have my something blue.
Hey, those are all the things that I'm responsible for.
I have to go with the odds, Rach.
Hey, you got it. Remember that audition I had a while ago and I didn't get the part?
The commercial?
No.
That play?
No.
That other play?
No.
The movie?
Yes!
Oh! The one about the pilot and his dog who flies planes.
No. But man, that one hurt. Yeah. Now, this is the one about the soldiers who fight in World War I.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Back then, you know, we called it the Great War. It really was.
Well, anyway, the guy they wanted backed out, and now they want me. I start shooting today.
Congratulations!
Oh, wait, you can't start today. Today's the rehearsal dinner.
Oh, no, I'll be done by then.
Oh, well, then way to go, you big movie star.
I know.
All right, I'll see you guys over there. I'm off to fight the Nazis.
Oh, wait, Joey, we fought the Nazis in World War II, not World War I.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, well, who was in World War I?
Go ahead.
Who did we fight in World War I?
Mexico?
Yes, very good.
Hey, Joey, we're ready.
Yeah, me too.
Richard, we're ready for you. Joey Tribbiani, this is Richard Crosby. He's playing Vincent.
I'm doing my scenes with you?
Nice to meet you, Joey.
Wow, I can't believe this. This is incredible. I mean, you just won an Oscar.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
I think I lost 3 times.
Cookie, would you?
Okay, we're about an hour away from getting the scene lit, so if you guys don't mind, can we run it a couple of times?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, all right, let's do it. And action!
We have to find the rest of the platoon.
Forget the platoon. The platoon is gone.
What?
The platoon is dead. Face facts, Tony.
So what are we going to do? We have no reinforcements, no food.
No, we still have food. In the basement, I saw potatoes and some dried pasta.
Hang on a minute. Joey, you keep touching your face. Is something wrong?
No. No? I thought it might be kind of a cool character thing. You know, he's a face toucher.
I don't think so. Let's take it back to Richard's last line. Action!
We may not have any weapons, but we still have food. In the basement, I saw potatoes and some dried pasta and a few tins of tuna.
Honey, we gotta go.
Okay, here's a question. You never want to have to ask. My dad just called and wanted to know if he could borrow one of your pearl necklaces.
Did he say what kind of neckline he'd be wearing?
No.
Well, I've only met him once, but I'm guessing plunging?
Yeah, he is more of a if you've got it, flaunt it kind of father.
I don't have anything like that, but let me go see if Rachel does.
Yes, include more people in this.
Hey, do you realize that at this time tomorrow, we're going to be getting married?
Wait a minute, I have a date tomorrow night.
I can't believe that we made it.
Well, you don't have to sound so surprised.
I'm sorry, but nothing.
What?
Well, honestly, ever since we got engaged, I've been waiting for something to flip you out.
Honestly? Me too.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I keep thinking that something stupid is going to come up, and I'll go all, well, Chandler. But nothing has.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for staying so calm during this. I mean, it's made me stay calm. I could have been worse.
I'll be right down.
Hi, if you're calling before Saturday, you've reached Monica and Chandler. But if you're calling after Saturday, you've reached Mr. and Mrs. Bing. Please leave a message for the Bings.
Hey, Maureen.
Hi.
Gosh. Hey, Chandler, this is my cousin Maureen.
We're the Bings.
Hi. Oh, you guys look so beautiful.
Mr. and Mrs. Bing.
Wow, Monica. Hey, just so you know, I had my older brother talk with Chandler.
What is that?
Well, I told him that if he ever hurt you, I would hunt him down and kick his ass. What? What is the matter with everybody? I'm serious. I would kick his ass.
Chandler!
Mom, thanks for wearing something.
Oh, honey, this is so exciting. I thought we'd screwed you up so bad this day would never come. Oh, and just think, soon there'll be lots of little beings.
Can't believe I have to go back to work after this and get spit on again.
Well, you're lucky. At least the people that spit on you are famous.
Who spits on you?
I don't want to talk about work.
Mrs. Bing, here, these are my parents, Judy and Jack Heller.
It's lovely to meet you.
So, are you his mother or his father?
Jack!
What? I've never seen one before.
Dad, there's Ross. Why don't you go talk to him?
Oh. I didn't even have a chance to act as though I'm okay with it.
Hello, all.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mr. Bing.
Nora. Charles.
It's so great to see you both here.
Yes. Although I think we may be seeing a little too much of some people. Aren't you a little old to be wearing a dress like that?
Don't you have a little too much penis to be wearing a dress like that?
Oh, my God.
Of course you can kick his ass, son.
You could kick anyone's ass you want to.
Thanks, you guys.
Oh, Rach.
Yeah,
hey,
hey, could you do me a favor and would you talk to Chandler's dad and try to keep him away from Chandler's mom?
Yeah, but I don't know what he looks like.
He is the man in the black dress.
Man in the... Rachel, I'm a friend of Monica and Chandler's.
I'm Amanda.
Oh, I get it. Man. Duh.
Can I have everyone's attention, please? I'm Ross Geller.
Dr. Ross Geller.
Dad, please. As I was saying, I'm Dr. Ross Geller. And I'm the best man. And this marriage is doubly special for me, because not only is the groom my best friend, but the bride is my little sister. And she's the greatest sister a guy could ask for. So if you'd all please join me in raising a glass to the couple we're here to celebrate. To the Bings.
To the Bings.